NFL Films senior producer and Eagles game plan analyst Greg Cosell. Greg, let's quickly go over overall feelings after watching the game against a tough Baltimore Ravens team on the road in inclement weather.
You know, it's funny. Obviously, we know that since the 3-0 start, the record has not been very good, and there's certainly been some poor performances where we felt like we didn't have a whole lot of positive things to say. And the way the Eagles played, particularly with the run game, something I don't think any of us would have expected. The Ravens were the number one rushing defense in the NFL coming into this game. Obviously, when you can control a game like that, normally you win those games, and we know that the Eagles are not a great team, and they certainly have some flaws and some individual deficiencies, but I think the running element is something I really took away from it, because as we look ahead to next year, I think the run game will really be critical for this team.
Let's switch gears. Let's go to the defense. Overall thoughts watching the defense against this Baltimore offense.
You know, in some ways it was very representative of the season for me. I thought overall you'd probably say they played pretty well, but too many big plays. And obviously the killer was the one at the end of the half. It was two-man coverage. We'd seen it before. They were trying to disguise it because Jalen Watkins initially looked like he could have been a single high safety. And what happened was is Joe Flacco saw that. And I thought that Jalen Mills, and I don't know whether he did it on purpose, figuring he had Jalen Watkins over the top, or whether he just didn't play it well, he let Smith run by him, in my view, too easily. But on the other hand, it was a big-time throw. I mean, it was a ridiculous throw.